Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm here with Sheikh Yasir Qadhi for another What's in Your Ear. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Yasir.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, the first question, what are you currently listening to?
What am I currently listening to? So I have different things I listen to depending on where I am. When I'm driving to work or driving to the airport, I always typically listen to a series from The Teaching Company, which I strongly encourage everybody to log on to and see something they like. And I'm one of their main purchasers, so I keep on buying things. Teaching Company has a lot of very interesting sets and collections. Currently, I'm listening to a detailed history of Christian theology, which is, I think, in 70 CDs. It's a very detailed history of Christian theology and talking about the different sects and different movements. And I'm currently on the 54th, I think. So currently we're talking about the Vatican I and Vatican II and the effects it had on the Catholic Church. So that's what I listen to when I'm in the car. At home, typically, when I'm at home, I like to log on to Quranic sites and listen to Quranic recitations, and especially ones that are a little bit different. Let's say, the Moroccan reciters from Warsh in the Qira'ah of Warsh or others. And so it's, of course, I have my favorites already written about that. Sheikh Husari and Sheikh Abdul Basit are just completely, Sheikh Manshawi. You can't really compare those with anybody. But I'd like to also listen to the newer and the not-so-famous voices. So typically that would be Quran. I used to also be listening to some Arabic lectures, but unfortunately in the last, for the last few months, I really have not had time to listen to any Arabic lectures. But so yeah, that's currently what I'm listening to.
Okay, great. So what are you currently reading?
Again, I don't just read one book. I always have multiple books that I have on my desk that I'm reading. So currently, I'm actually right now in my bag that I'm going to be reading when I go to the airport, I will be reading a book that I've been wanting to read for the longest time, but I only just purchased my copy of it, so I'm devouring it, and that is Barbara Metcalf's very famous book, Revival of Islam in India, which is about the Deobandi movement, and it is the standard textbook of the Deobandi movement, and that was her PhD, if I'm not mistaken, from the early 80s. So that's one book I'm reading. On my desk, when I get bored of, I need to take a little bit of a break, I always have a book right on my desk that I just take, just read bits and pieces. So that book has got to be a book that is not continuous, because I can only read a bit or two of that. So I just got my copy of Chomsky's Understanding Power, I'm reading that book, which I have to say is very depressing, to be honest. I mean, reading Chomsky really makes you depressed about the current situation of the world. I also, of course, have a difficult time keeping up with the magazines that I subscribe to. I always am reading, in my bag as well, along with the book of Barbara Metcalf. So I also have a current copy of The Atlantic. On the way here to Houston, I just finished up the month's issue of Mother Jones, which is another magazine that I subscribe to. Obviously, I already mentioned The Economist is a magazine that everybody really does need to read, and that's very dense reading, more than 100 pages. And of course, along with this, that's the reading that I do, obviously, on the side. That's not my main reading. The main reading, of course, still is Ibn Taymiyyah's Zad al-Ta'arud, which is still part of the dissertation. And that's, every time I work on the dissertation, obviously, I have to read and reread and then do research on that. So that's part of the dissertation. And then, of course, there's my university, which is a whole separate attention. So I need to read up about the current political movements. And this week in Rhodes College, I'll be teaching the students about the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. So I'm just reading up some, articles and books about that.
Okay. What kind of technology do you use? Mac, PC?
Oh, come on. You don't need to ask me this. Everybody knows that I converted to the Mac, and I have almost abandoned the PC. But sadly, I still have a PC in my house because the Arabic software and the Arabic CDs really just, I just don't like using them on the map and the Mac having a Parallels running. So I just have a PC just for that. And I do hope that Mac finally does upgrade and develop an Arabic capability software. But of course, primarily, I'm definitely a big fan of Apple products. So I have my current, iPhone 4 with Sheikh Hasidi. Anytime I have to ask any questions, we just ask Sheikh Hasidi the latest fatwa about the places to go to and whatnot. And then, of course, I have the iPad and my Mac. So that's the main technology that I use.
Okay. What is the best piece of advice you've received or an advice that you have for MM's readers?
That's a very deep and profound question, and that we can go on and on. I guess be productive. I mean, take things day by day. Make sure that you have a schedule and you have noble goals that you, and you have the power and the zeal and the drive to meet those goals. Every day when you wake up, you really should have a plan. What am I going to do today? What's the goal for this week? What's the goal for this month? You always have to have that plan, and then keep on checking yourself that, have I reached that plan? And I find having Google calendars to be indispensable. I need to check my Google calendar every day, and it gives me a very nice overview of my weekly schedule, my monthly schedule. Every day I just check, okay, this is what I need to do for this week. Because in that calendar, of course, there's not just going to be my actual routine and where I'm going to be and what I'm going to be doing, but also, of course, you're going to put your overall goals. I even have by this day I should have this done. So when I log on to Google Calendars and I just check, oh, okay, there's this goal that I had for this month, better make sure where I've reached in that. So be productive and take things day by day, and inshallah ta'ala, Allah will give you barakah. So you have good intention, you're sincere in what you're doing, and you take things step by step. You, of course, you aim high, of course, but you have incremental steps to get there. You have realistic steps to get there. And inshallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla give barakah in my time and all of our viewers and listeners' time.
Jazakallah khair for your time. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah for having me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, please visit the site at MuslimMatters.org. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.